Well, I want to go to a far left. If you missed this yesterday, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear Dr. Naomi Wolf, far left activist and author, smart enough to know how dangerous it is if the government demands you have basically your papers to travel freely. And without your papers, you're in violation of the law. The vaccine passport, that's exactly what it is. It's an eternal dream for those in power. It's an eternal dream for those in power. Because that way they can control you. They know exactly where you are, who you are, what you've done, where you're going, what your transgressions might be. It's just like the Chinese social media score, your social score. How well do you behave? Do you jaywalk? Do you go to bars? Do you fraternize with whomever? I want you to hear this. It's bite number 9 with Naomi Wolf. Listen to this. Go.
I am not overstating this. I can't say it forcefully enough. This is literally the end of human liberty in the West if this plan unfolds as planned. Vaccine passport sounds like a fine thing if you don't understand what those platforms can do. I'm CEO of a tech company. I understand what this platform does. It's not about the vaccine. It's not about the virus. It's about your data. And once this rolls out, you don't have a choice about being part of the system. What people have to understand is that any other functionality can be loaded onto that platform with no problem at all. And what that means is it can be merged with your PayPal account, with your digital currency. Microsoft is already talking about merging it with payment plans. Your networks can be sucked up. It geolocates you everywhere you go. Your credit history can be included. All of your medical history can be included.
Medical history, credit score, payment history, payment plans, PayPal, Visa, whatever it is, all there. What happens if you lose your phone? Do you become persona non grata? What happens if you lose your phone? You don't exist anymore. Oh, they have a solution for that, too. I'm sure you've figured that out. They have a solution for that as well. Now, What's galling about it is this. Democrats continue to attack political rivals or those that they don't agree with as white supremacists, as white nationalists, as Nazis. That's a favorite go-to for the left. And if you don't believe me, I want you to hear this. Because you're going to hear Heidi Heitkamp. It's bite number 1 with Heidi Heitkamp. She was a senator. Until January of this year, she was a senator, a Democrat senator from the state of North Dakota. Pretty level-headed place, I would guess. Not too extreme. You know, not too far left. Not exactly California is North Dakota. But she weighed in on Gina Carano. Gina Carano starred on the Mandalorian series, a Star Wars spinoff on TV. Until she said something or did something that got her canceled. I don't remember what it was. Doesn't really matter. It was some minor transgression of language or thought. And the thought police didn't like it, so they got her canceled. Well, Heidi Heitkamp said to Bill Maher, she's a horrible human being. Awful. Worse than that, actually. Listen, bite 1.
I like this picture. Who was the woman in the Mandalorian? What did she do? She liked something?
She was a Nazi.
Oh, that's different, yeah. Right? I'm thinking of somebody else.
Well, she's not a Nazi.
She's a white. She's involved.
Look at that. You say you're calling her a Nazi.
She's called other people Nazis.
Right.
So she's the Nazi.
Okay, everyone's a Nazi now.
Yeah. She does hang with white supremacists.
It's like a Mel Brooks
she does?
Movie.
Yeah.
Hangs with white
supremacists? I suppose I'm now subject to defamation.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what your definition of white supremacist is. That also, the goalpost there changed a lot. Used to be a guy in a Klan hood who.
But I think we have to be really careful. There's two things the Republicans think they're going to get Biden on. cancel culture and this whole Dr. Seuss stuff that's going on where they're reading Green Eggs and Ham, proving that some of these senators can actually read. And immigration. And so we can't ignore the fact that we got Donald Trump was in part because of political correctness. I mean, you did a whole show called
She was a United States senator proudly representing the Democrat Party. Well, Gina Carano, well, she's a Nazi. She hangs with white supremacists. I mean, hello. I smell lawsuit. If I were Gina Carano, I'd be filing a defamation suit immediately. Why wouldn't you? The hell is this woman talking about? She has no idea. This is why she's now a former senator. The people of North Dakota said, who are you? What exactly? How did she ever get elected in the first place? That's the strangest thing of all. How she ever got elected in the first place is mind-boggling, in fact. Unbelievable, in fact. But she did. And they stand around and call anybody who does not believe in their spend all the money you've got, blow all the money away, don't worry about it, we'll just get rid of all the cash. If you don't believe in all of that right down the line, you're a white supremacist. Okay, got it. I believe in America, and I believe in American farmers. That's why I believe in PatriotFoods.com. How'd you like that shift? PatriotFoods.com, American-only produce on your family's table tonight. Fruits, vegetables, meat and cheese, and by the way, a brand new deal coming together at Patriot Foods, meaning American-grown steak, real, genuine, USDA-qualified choice steak coming your way from PatriotFoods.com. I'm told that deal is very close to happening. We should have something for you here on that in the next few days. Very exciting, but in the meantime, go to PatriotFoods.com, support an American farmer, support a military family in need, all delivered free of charge anywhere in America. PatriotFoods.com.